Mr. Dutton, you take up this responsibility at a crucial time for the Caritas family. We know that Pope Francis dissolved the entire leadership in November. The staff have been through a period of reflection, having to get on board with a series of reforms. How are you going to, and with what spirit and intent are you undertaking this new path of the Confederation?
I really think what I've seen this last week, let's say, has set the tone for that. What happened in the last few months, it was shocking for many of us. We didn't know the details and many of us had questions. But when we came together last week, there was a real spirit of wanting to understand, wanting to know. There was some hurt and frustration for sure. But people came together and said, we now need to learn the lessons and we need to look to the future. We need to regain that confidence and joy that is Caritas, and let's take that and then we can start looking back out and get back to where we are. And that's really been the spirit. There's been a wonderful atmosphere among delegates. I really haven't felt the tension in the room. People have had questions for sure, and they've said, you know, at times I've felt less than positive, but now I'm looking ahead. And I really, we all want to move to the future. So I think it's a sense of trying just to breathe and take that in and then to move forward together and get back to where we are. And I know that our Holy See colleagues, the Holy Father, they all want us to achieve. So we need to come together, one Caritas family, and get back to the good times that we know we can do, and to do that amazing work, how Caritas brings God's love out into the world. Let's focus on that and call the past the past.
You have a lot on your plate. You take up this role at a time in which there are so many crises across the globe. You mentioned Ukraine, you mentioned Myanmar earlier, Ethiopia. I'm not going to do the whole list. Were these crises considered in your 4-year strategic plan on the way forward for Caritas, or how do you intend tackling them?
So at the level of the strategic plan, because the world is changing all the time. I mean, at the moment it's Sudan. If we'd been sitting even at Christmas, I don't think we'd have said Sudan was necessarily the next one. So it's not in the strategic plan. We're not necessarily saying individual countries. Okay, but what we need to have is the structure and the capacity. So when Sudan happens, we can respond to Sudan. When Ukraine is happening, we can respond in Ukraine. And to be clear, yes, the world has become more fragile and we have much greater inequality. The climate emergency is hurting the poorest first and worst. And they are the ones who have done the least to cause it. And then there are the man-made, the conflicts that we're seeing in so many different places. But what Caritas has is a member, an organisation in each of these countries. So whilst, yes, there's a lot on our plate as Caritas, the great thing I have is to be working with each of the members. And Ukraine has been a wonderful example of that. If you look at what, we have two members in Ukraine because of different rights of the church, but what those two agencies have managed to achieve in Ukraine is absolutely phenomenal. I think I'm right in saying that, well, they and the Red Cross are the largest networks by a country mile, and the amount of work they've been able to do. And then, as I was saying, how we can bring our support to them. The trick is not to think it all on my plate. Firstly, I will go mad, but secondly, I won't be able to do it, and I wouldn't do it so well. The question is to the people in Ukraine, what do you need? What do you need to go from, they weren't zero at all, but they've certainly gone to hero. What do you need? What help do you need? And sometimes that's particular skills, so we can second staff to them to plug roles. There's obviously financial flows, so they can afford to do it. Prayer is an enormous part of this, and they really feel that every time they meet us, they say, we feel you with us. So there's many different ways that members all around the world are supporting our member in Ukraine, and that's what we can apply in every situation. And it's a really important thing, not only for Ukraine, but if you're in a small country elsewhere around the world, they have a real sense that they're part of something, that they are able to do it. Not the richer countries necessarily, but those who are smaller, who feel more limited, but they know that Caritas is there on their behalf and they're part of that as the one family.
So what does your 4-year strategic plan include?
So five priorities. One is about the relationship with the church and how we work closely as part of the church, how we respond to emergencies, it's integral human development, working on different issues of advocacy, and then the last one is the capacity building and how we make sure that our organisations have the capacity to be able to respond when they need to and to get involved as they want to.
Finally, Pope Francis appeals reiteratedly for people who are forgotten, forgotten conflicts. Sure. Forgotten. How helpful is this for you in your work, as you were saying earlier? You are the organisation that gives voice to the forgotten.
Pope Francis's message is a real inspiration for us, and in many ways it encapsulates our mission and where we all believe we should be. Caritas has to be on the periphery. We can't be comfortable in the centre. We need to be dirty and bruised. We need to have the dirt under our fingernails, and we need to be evangelised ourselves by the poor. We need to go out and search for where we are being guided by the Spirit and to really listen to that voice of those who are on the margins, who are on the peripheries, who suffer injustice, because we need to hear them in order to know how to respond to them. We can't be in nice offices. We have to be out, dirty and bruised.
Well, finally, I'd like to ask you, is there an appeal you'd like to launch?
Yes, in every country you have a Caritas, and Caritas is love, and we can only do that through the volunteers and the staff in that country. So please support your local Caritas, whether it's with prayers, whether it's with volunteering, whether it's with money, however you get involved. Help us extend that embrace of love in your own local vicinity.